The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
I'm freezing. Maybe I should get naked.
Take guys up until 2. Let's get the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, you guys can choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat back on the hardwood tonight. They are taking on the Toronto Raptors at 7:30. 6:15 is preheat with Solana and Tommy Tag. They'll get you set for all the action. I believe Jay Rich is the only guy on the injury report today. So hopefully, Pelle Larson.
I'm on the injury report right now.
You're on the injury report, JP?
Ow!
What happened?
You hurt your knee?
I hit myself with this stupid thing.
Oh, man. You know what the worst is? I have like this little raised area in my house. And at night, I'll walk through there and I'll stub my toe and I'll yell out this yell. Because it hurts so bad.
Watch out for that dead foot, dude.
I hit my knee.
Pelle Larson is doubtful tonight. He's still dealing with the ankle injury. Tonight, the Cats back on the ice against the Vancouver Canucks. 10 o'clock puck drop north of the border. Ever been to Vancouver, Leroy?
Yes. That's Seattle, right?
Close, yeah.
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 Above, it's great.
That's above Seattle, yes. I have been
You've
there.
You've been, Vlad?
Hmm?
You've been?
Yep.
Vancouver. I've been to Vancouver. I've been to Windsor.
I want to go to Calgary.
I've been to Toronto.
You want to go where?
Calgary.
I don't know. Here, let me just say this. I don't know how to get to my wife's house. I don't know exactly where her family lives.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that it's easier to fly into Burlington in the U.S., rent a car there.
In North Dakota?
No.
Oh, Minnesota?
Connecticut. Is it Connecticut or New York? Burlington.
Oh, okay, Burlington.
Go factory.
And
to rent a car there, cross the border that way, and then drive 4 hours to get to where we need to go, where you don't see nothing but moose.
Vermont?
Yeah, Burlington's in Vermont, right?
Yes.
I have no
yes.
idea.
You can fly into New York and rent a car there or Burlington. All I know is that, yikes.
Cold?
It wasn't even that. It wasn't July and I had to wear a sweater to golf.
Mm.
But it wasn't even that. It's just everything. It's so far away from where you are.
I gotcha.
That sucks. I'm not used to that. I'm city folk. I hated that as a kid.
So let's get to this drama that happened last night. It was a juicy night on Heat Twitter because Shams had this tweet come out that was like really over the top. Because like, look at this, Leroy. Come over here. Look at this. Look at this tweet. He's like, it's got breaking news. And we're like, whoa, breaking news. What happened? And the tweet is, the Phoenix Suns are another team that Jimmy Butler's agent, Bernie Lee, has indicated in league circles that the six-time All-Star is open to as a destination while Miami listens to trade offers, sources tell ESPN, joining Dallas, Houston, and Golden State. And so just like off the top, wait, I'm like,
breaking news. Bill Belichick became the head coach of North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's breaking
news. That's news.
Breaking news is not another list of another team has shown interest.
100%. So there you can go back to your
mind. But does he put that or does ESPN put that?
It's his Twitter account.
No, but.
Yeah, he posts the picture.
He put that with ESPN.
He's like, he's like, you can give me a graphic? He posts it.
Okay.
So, you're right. What's wrong with you two? We've done shows out of the studio a while.
I hit the back of my hand. The back of my hand got caught up between my legs and the mic thing.
She hurts herself, and then 5 minutes later, you hurt yourself? No, what are you, the G.I. Joe twins?
Yeah, come on, man.
No.
What happens when you wear...
She can't be G.I. Joe, because I like wearing the outfits, and she thinks I'd be warmer if I took it off.
I don't know, Barracuda?
Who was Barracuda? Jessica Biel?
Well, I'm thinking of the cartoon version, maybe movie version.
I'm thinking the real version, yeah. G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
So, so this breaking news thing's come out, and I'm like, all right, that's not really news, but whatever. But the thing that immediately stood out to me, this is before the beef started, Leroy.
Okay.
Was like, well, I don't know much about the new trade rules, but one thing I do know is, whatever the restrictions are, I know the Suns are cap-capped. I know, they can't trade for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
They can't mix anybody together. Like, they're cap-capped. So, like, when it first came out, I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, I know the Heat aren't trading for Bradley Beal because
no trade clause and they're over it.
Not even that. Like, they've been there, done that. They said they don't want him. So.
You said you didn't want him.
Never wanted him. But besides that, the Heat said they didn't want him. And then he was kind of whiny about it in the aftermath. He goes, well, the Heat didn't want me. Boo. Kind of made Mickey seem cheap. And so the only time, this is before the beef starts, I'm like,
right.
All right. So like my thought is the only way this makes sense is if the Heat are getting Kevin Durant, like, because otherwise, why are you tweeting this out as news? So I tune into this. Then Shams is like, listen for more. Tune in. I'm like, he got me. All right, I'll tune in. So I tune in. I'm getting ready for the NBA Cup because I love the NBA Cup. And I'm listening and he's like, yeah, he goes, Jimmy Butler's agent, Bernie Lee, has told NBA circles that the Suns are also a preferred destination if Jimmy gets traded. He goes, and they got leverage. And I'm like, all right. One, I don't even know what that means. And second of all, what leverage does he have? Does he have leverage to change the CBA? Because by my account, there's only three players that could be traded for him. One of them the Heat have already said no to. The other is your hometown guy, everybody loves Devin Booker on the Suns. The other one's Kevin Durant, who I can't really think they're going to trade for Jimmy Butler.
Right.
So am I missing something here? Why is this out? Why is this out here? It just seemed very odd to me, Leroy. Weird night.
Of course.
I don't want to be clear here. This is not me telling you that I think Jimmy Butler's definitely not getting traded. I acknowledge that these rumors that there's something to it. We all know what the size is because this has all been stuff we've talked about.
Not to them, though.
Right. But Shams has come out here these last 48 hours. He goes, have no fear. Need to rebuff a rumor? Shams is here with my own little twist on it. And I'm like, I think he got a little too cute with this one, dude. I just got to be honest with you. Like, the other ones I could buy, but how are you going to say, oh, it's his preferred destination when they can't trade for him? Even his own coworkers are like, yeah, Suns can't make that trade. Like, legally, they can't make that trade unless they're trading Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, or Devin Booker.
So, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You think you got a little call, text, message? Hey, man, you know, we brought you in for to replace the Woj, and nothing's happened yet. What's going on? And the fact that he completely dropped the ball in the last Miami Heat big possible free agent signing or trade with Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's maybe doubling, tripling down to make sure that he's got something. Because, you know, the when you're a new hire to replace a legend, you got to come with some, with something.
Well, here's the thing that's odd about it, Vlad, right? Like, he keeps mentioning Jimmy Butler's agent by name, which is a weird thing because most of the time you can just say sources.
Right.
You don't have to, like,
He's trying to give himself some unnecessary street credit.
Right. And that's what the agent got pissed off about. Now, there's a pass between these two, okay? Now, it's agents. I don't know what's wrestling, and I don't know what's true. But I do know back in the back a few years, that's a great analogy. I don't know. I just want to be clear.
That's a great analogy.
Everybody, hey, I could look a fool here, and Jimmy Butler's agent could be like the greatest wrestling heel of all time, and he's pulling one on Heat Nation and the ownership and making Mickey look stupid. But this guy in the past, Leroy, you want to know what's harsh words? What would you feel if you called somebody an ambulance-chasing piece of bleep on Twitter? That's harsh words, yeah?
That's harsh words.
That's what Jimmy Butler called Shams 3 years ago.
Nice.
So, maybe they buried the hatchet, and again, this is all a ruse. Or maybe Shams is like, I know how to mess with the rattlesnake. I'm going to get you back for the time you call me an ambulance-chasing piece of bleep. Because I know that you guys are kind of making moves. I've heard stuff. But I'll put a little coup de grace on here. I'll throw a little extra spice on it, and I'll attach your name to it, so then you got to say something. Then we got drama, and bam, you're welcome, ESPN. We got ratings. Crazy? I think not.
What in the hell? Like, what do you do at night?
Somebody equated this to...
I'm not going to lie.
I feel like he has a wall with strings hanging from the ceiling, like he's trying to figure out... Like, yeah.
Somebody equated this to me last night, and it was very accurate. They say,
wait, put that picture again.
Somebody equated,
yes!
I need a Photoshop.
Somebody equated this to last night as to me being an old man listening to a police blotter.
Like, no, no, yes! No. You definitely, right now, you look to me like the end of, what's that movie? With Kevin Spacey when he walks, when he starts walking.
Usual Suspects.
Usual Suspects, right?
That's like one of my favorite movies
you're,
ever.
You're like
Kaiser
Sose. Yeah, you're like the cop when he's looking at the board, and then he remembers there was a saying under the mug, the coffee mug, and he's like, oh man, I've been played all along. That is you,
maybe.
That is you right now.
But I'm just trying to figure this all out.
You're Chaz Palminteri in that movie right now.
I don't think they're lies flat out from Shams, because I do think the Heat are probably open to listening to Jimmy Butler.
Man, that would be.
I do think
they should have made a part two where they go chasing Kaiser Sose, right?
Kaiser Sose. Love a Kaiser Sose.
Right? If they came out with a part two and they said finding Kaiser Sose, that would have been an awesome part two. Now half the guys aren't even around anymore and nobody wants a movie with Kevin Spacey in it.
So Jimmy's agent takes to Twitter. Jimmy's agent takes to Twitter and he comment tweets on the Shams thing. And he says, all right, listen. I gave you a pass yesterday because I was busy, but if you don't stop putting my name on your complete and utter made-up bull bleep, he used the word, he didn't say bull bleep, because you know you normally aren't worth my time to acknowledge, continued, I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm a middle-aged dad, but just know it would indicate severe dislike. World, all of this is fabricated. I have never, and honestly, it wouldn't help me or the position I represent to do anything that's been reported by said, quote, journalist. He then says, Shams, this is your opportunity to say my bad. Quote, I let Chad GPT write my tweets and went let old school Peter Vexey. I think he was an old reporter.
Oh,
Shams,
wow.
Peter was a writer back in the 90s
in the New York
to be
Post.
A trendsetter. Invent as I was a new I was hack. Carry on all. Thank you. So he basically hosed him down. This even got Shams community noted on Twitter. And then just to put a little on top, Miami Heat owner Mickey Arison, who really only tweets about boats and tells Heat Nation to be there on time, he retweeted Bernie Lee. So, basically co-signing all of it.
So Shams might be short-lived.
Nah. Hold on.
I don't know.
You know what every time I do, when I do come here and work for you guys, with you guys, and I replace, you know, Frog Boy, I always show love to my people, so... If you want more great content from these guys, well, at least one of these guys, check out Tobin's YouTube page.
We get conspiracy deep on that page.
Definitely. You go, it's knee deep. Like, listen.
A lot of hear me outs.
A lot of hear me outs and everything.
Because I know. Look, we'll be in random. We'll be doing something random. And he'll look at me and say, okay, hear me out.
Exactly.
Because he knows. As soon as he starts the first two words, I'm like, nope.
Uh-uh. But you got see, but we got to give our boy credit. Okay. Our boy's been on this from the beginning. Like, he's been on this, making sure, getting all the information, all what the rumors, everything. So when he played Jimmy's sound after practice, he played three cuts. The first two cuts sounded very good. Like, you know, Jimmy's answering the question. The way you're supposed to answer the question to get the media off you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give them a good 12, 15-second cut, but it's not taking a shot at anybody, but acknowledging that, yes, I know that the topic is being mentioned. But it was a last question that was asked. And this report, I give him credit, but it's one of those questions that, yeah, a response is going to have to be made, and it's almost a response if it's either going to go left or right. They were asked, you said, I want to make, was it Anthony Chang that asked that question? I want to, Anthony asked, you said you want to retire in your career as a Miami Heat. Is that what you're still thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy answered in a way where, even if I say something, you guys are going to go with another story, so it doesn't really matter what I say. You're going to make up your own story. But the way he said it and the tone, it's like, I could say what I want to, but it's not really my decision. It's Miami Heat's decision.
I agree. And I think that that's the thing is, like, I'm going to look foolish if I say I want to stay with the Heat forever, but the Heat, if let's say Tyler Hero, God forbid something happens, or bam, and the Heat go in the toilet, and they're like, all right, time to, you know, cut a lot. Then I'm going to look like an idiot because I said I wanted to retire with the Heat. So I'm not going to answer that question. Do I think Jimmy Butler wants to retire with the Heat? Yeah, I think he does with his Munyon. But.
Oh, man.
What?
That story on the bottom,
yeah.
I played with him, Vader Murray. He it's a sad story. He's not with us anymore.
And I respect that, dude.
I know, but it just caught me off guard. It caught me off guard.
That's putting a dead fish in my lap.
Leroy, he was about to go. Come on, man.
You know who his roommate was?
Oh. No, I don't.
Ward Manuel.
Jesus.
Was his roommate.
Well.
Let's go to break.
Go.
You just ruined a spiel.
Take a break. It's all good. I forgive him because I love him.
No, I'm telling you. It caught me off guard. Football talk. Dolphins, Texans.
Story brewing. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Heat basketball back on QAM tonight. Taking on the Toronto Raptors. This is what we like to call the cup make goods if you didn't go to Vegas. Tough punishment. Lots of days off and you get to take on worse teams. Love the NBA Cup. Especially not advancing in it.
Oh, the week off is great.
Oh, it's great.
You don't get a week off, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you get 3 days off. They've been off. Then they get another 3 days off. Then they get another 3 days off. Pretty good.
It's like 3 days
When's
off.
When's the final? Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah. Semis are on Saturday.
So everybody gets those days off except for the
Teams that play.
Yeah. Or if you got bounced, you get time off too.
No, you don't.
No, because, look, they play Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play Saturday.
And then I think whoever were the two losers, Tuesday. They'll probably play each other on a make good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Here's what happens. The teams that lost are playing Friday against each other. So I think the Knicks are either playing Orlando.
Yes.
And I think Golden State will play.
Well, what's left of them.
Yeah, what's left of Orlando. Golden State's going to play the Mavericks. And that's how they make up the game.
Okay.
That's how they – because they're they –
But
have
they
to make
still
a game.
Everybody still gets the same amount of time off.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because
just a matter of days. That's all.
It's just a matter of days.
Yeah.
But the Heat, they got a lot of time off. They didn't have to play, basically.
And they only really had one makeup game.
And if you really look at it, Heat had a lot of days off.
Very weird. I'm trying to figure out why that is. The Heat have had so many days off, and they're like four games behind everybody. It's very strange.
Did they have a week off where they didn't play?
You know what's going
to
happen.
They did. They just had a week.
Sunday to Saturday?
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, because there was like a Shakira concert, and then because of the tournament.
you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about, man, they had 11 games. And
well, I'll know why. Because I've definitely found this odd the whole time. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, this Shams versus Jimmy. What did you make of the back and forth there? Pretty strong from Jimmy's agent.
Yeah, but a lot of times, and a lot of times this works out, like, even if he did get it from him, you got to cover your ass, right? So you can always just go, like, I always wonder, if something really is a lie, then why don't people sue? Right? Because you say, oh, I don't have to reveal my sources.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's Jimmy and the agent.
He didn't say that it was Jimmy and the agent. He's saying the agent has let it be known in circles.
Right.
So he's saying that people have heard from the agent.
If it's not true, then you can just come out and say he's making it up.
He did do that.
Then, so what's the problem?
Well, Shams says he's not making it up.
Well,
so
of course.
We have two people saying they're telling the truth.
But the guy who said it knows, right? Now, a lot of times, you'll put stuff out there,
mm-hmm.
right? Then it gets blown up to be bigger than you want, and then you step it back by saying lying.
Here was Shams today on First Take because he wanted a chance to say his retort to the tweets.
And then I saw Jimmy Butler's agent come out and say something about your reporting on that particular story. I know you wanted to comment about that. I want to hear what you have to say.
I 1,000% stand by my reporting. It's fully vetted. And as a professional, that's what I do. That's what I get paid to do. That's what I'm going to do. Report truthfully and accurately. That's what this is, period.
What did you report exactly? Remind the audience.
So Tuesday, I reported that the Miami Heat have begun listening to trade offers for Jimmy Butler, and Butler prefers a win-now destination. And three of the teams on Tuesday that I reported that his agent has indicated in league circles that he is open to the Mavericks, the Rockets, two of the Texas teams, as well as the Golden State Warriors. Yesterday, I added that there was another team also in that list, the Phoenix Suns, and that was the reporting. And so I 1,000% stand by it. It is 1,000% facts.
All right, 1,000% facts. So there you go. Double down from Shams.
I always get mad at people.
The thing that I think that annoyed the agent more than anything is that he keeps putting his name on it to seem like it adds credibility. But when you say, like, you think that because it makes it sound like, oh, he's hearing it from the agent, when he's saying, I'm hearing it from league circles from the agent.
But that's what he put.
Yeah, but he's putting the agent's name on it. Like, you could just say, I've heard in league circles.
Right.
The agent's saying, okay, you're just using my name to make it sound more credible, and this is not.
Well, but
and it, so the agent
whether it's credible or not, if it's not true, it's not true, no matter what name you use.
Mm-hmm.
And now the agent is out there
saying it's fabricated.
Right.
And it's bold leap.
Right. So I would say this. How can I put this? And this is not any... I don't have no idea what's going on with this situation. So I'm not suggesting or insinuating anything. But I'm going to say this. Sometimes agents lie to strike up demand. So if he were to just throw a couple other teams in that,
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, how many times has an owner been, our past Marlins owner, paid somebody $80 million that never played because the agent sold him on, you got to let me know today.
Wei and Chen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. So.
The thing is.
How much of it is the agent using tactics to strike up interest to make it happen?
I don't know, but I think the agent's got to know that, let's just say whatever was put out here, the thing that has always made the Suns thing. The only reason, like, I think this all got weird yesterday.
The Suns
can't trade for him unless they're trading one of their stars.
Right.
And he made it on TV sound like yesterday, well, who's more win now than the Suns? And it's like, yeah, but they can't make the trade unless they're trading one of their stars.
Which puts everybody other than Booker, who's the only person that you would trade, it puts you in the same position. You're just trading.
It's just a weird thing to add, you know? Like, and so it's either like you're putting this out there because, all right, maybe You know, it, whatever is being put out there by Jimmy's side of, yeah, of course, they want to, like, because they don't have a guarantee from the Heat. They've been told, like, we're not signing you an extension. So I don't blame anybody from Jimmy's side saying, like, hey, right. we got to see and feelers who's interested in us.
Right.
But they got to make sense. Like, things have to be able to work. You can't just go into it and be like, you know what? I want to go play for the Peter Pan team. It's like, it's like you're making things up.
Here's the other thing also. It's not that much of a reach to say if a guy didn't get an extension and you don't want him to sign that $52 million guarantee next year, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they're going to be looking for a trade anyway or listen to a trade anyway. Because you're on a last year, technically the last year of a contract.
Yeah, and I think that's, well, but I think what probably made everybody quiet about it yesterday is because, yeah, we've heard all those teams before this right. summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everybody was like, all right, you know, there's probably some legitimacy to what Shams is saying. Then it's like, all right, did you go a little too far on this one? Because it's like, this one doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? And then the agent got pissed off because you're still adding this team that's in the mix. And again, it only really makes sense to me is like, okay, unless Shams has this trading card we don't know, which is, one, either there's more, the Heat are more open to taking on the Bradley Beal contract in a trade, or he secretly knows Kevin Durant's going to ask out because Kevin Durant is always miserable and he wants to go to a new place.
Kevin Durant is
That's the only, like,
always miserable.
It's the only way it would make sense from Shams, from that standpoint. But this idea, like, oh, they're going to bundle in Nurkic, and they're going to put together Nurkic and Grayson. I'm like, no, they can't. They're not allowed. So, I don't know. It's a weird situation. I hate the term lying, because I think everybody's probably doing some puffing up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to tell the Heat fans being like, hey, don't believe anything Shams is saying, because there could be a possibility Jimmy Butler's not on the Heat. I don't want to lie to you guys.
I would say the reason why you can't just discredit any of it is because sometimes agents give information that they want out there just to see what the interest is. Other times, like, I'm not a big fan of the circles or my sources or something like that. I'm just not a big fan of that. Because it gives you the ability to say whatever the hell you want.
True.
And nobody ever calls you on it. So it's a tough spot. But I will say this. Besides what was said yesterday, nothing else has been
egregious. No, I don't think right? so.
Nothing else has been even a surprise.
No.
Right.
No, it really hasn't been. And you know, from what it sounds like, this was Windhorst on First Take. It sounds like the rumors aren't going anywhere anytime soon, at least from the national perspective, because I think, well, he'll explain here. You got this, Vlad, from Wendy, on where the Jimmy Butler trade interest is all kind of coming from and where Jimmy stands.
I think Jimmy Butler's preference would be to sign an extension in Miami. He'd hoped to do that actually last summer, but Pat Riley came out at the end of last season and said that's not what the Heat were doing, and they still haven't made any progress on that. I think that's what he'd like to do. I think he'd like to stay there. But as you talk to people around the league, I think any of the big name players that could possibly get traded this offseason, during this season, people that we've heard, mostly executives think if there's any player that could possibly get moved, it would be Jimmy Butler. And so because trade season opens basically on Sunday when the 15th comes around and almost 90% of the league can be traded. Right now, about a third of the league can't be traded. I think that's why you're seeing interest pick up. The teams are going to start talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And also, the players who want to get into comfortable situations with their contracts are going to start trying to leverage their position. So this is just the beginning of what I think will be a lot that you hear about Jimmy Butler in the coming days and weeks.
Ugh, more? There's going to be more, Leroy.
I mean,
what about Task at Hand, baby? We got the raps tonight.
Hey.
We got to take out Pirtle.
As bad as it sounds,
you
can't tell me you didn't know it was coming when they didn't sign him to an extension. You can't say that.
What about the net rating?
No team, that wouldn't be good basketball to let it get to the point where it's you end up, he could leave and get nothing for him. That's not good basketball. That's not good management of your team. So basically being on the last year of a contract and you're not extending a guy, you had to know this was going to happen. So I always thought that this was a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Of course.
Okay, so
especially
why are you acting all shocked? Like, no, this is how the NBA works.
I think right now it's just at a time where, like, the Heat aren't ready to relent yet, and I don't see the Heat doing that unless it gets bad. I don't think that
okay,
they will.
But
I'm saying like that, and that because that's not their style. Like,
okay,
of just cutting bait. It's not.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. So they're gonna try to get something for him.
I don't think so. Unless it goes bad.
You would think they'll let this go through the season and just.
Well, here's the thing. Can I tell you, the Heat don't really have to worry about losing it for nothing. No team has cap space to just sign him outright. Other than the Nets.
So it'd be a sign and trade.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
So I don't think they're sweating it.
But I think Jimmy would just do something just out of spite.
But you see, Tobin said something. Like, now I'm very, very interested in these next three games. And this goes back to the point that we started at the mm-hmm. beginning of the segment. The Heat having so many days off, and Jimmy at his age of, what, 35, 36? And we all know the old need their rest. If Jimmy balls out.
Like a good nap.
listen, no. Hey, don't get it twisted. A good nap is always good, bro. I'm not even, you're right, Leroy. But if Jimmy balls out.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw what happened last night in the Golden State Houston game.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are going to win, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Teams are going to make if they feel like they have a shot to win the title this year, they're going to make an attempt. Now, do you mortgage your future for a one-shot deal? That's what teams have to put in consideration. And do the Heat, and we all know that's not their mantra, do they say, let's change in the middle of the season.
I got a hard time believing that.
I got a hard time believing
Eric Spoelstra is going to do that. You're gonna have to pull the season from his cold dead fingers. That man is a maniac. You know, he's already telling people that don't whine about roles. All that matters is what we're going to do to win. You're gonna have to do a lot of convincing, and they're going to have to be in the toilet for him to be like, oh, we're going to trade Jimmy Butler for what?
Which is why I think a lot of what Shams is saying. Low key, I think it's from Jimmy's people. I'm sorry.
You think he's a double agent?
This is WWE. Look, when you said it, this is absolutely WWE. This is about to be a new day turn where everybody's a heel. Like everybody turns heel. Like this was all formulated.
I will say though, here's the thing about it, Vlad. If that is the case, and I can't rule it out. What you're saying, I cannot rule out. But if he is pulling a double agent move, and Mickey Arison's retweeting him.
He got him.
That's a nasty look.
He got him. He's got him.
Listen.
It's a nasty look.
But here's what's also.
It is nasty.
Do you understand that once it's determined they're not going to extend you, who cares?
Nah, dude. You can't have the Heat's owner retweeting the agent calling Shams a liar. And then you've been pulling a fast one on him.
Who cares?
That's a bad look, dude. That's unprofessional.
Unprofessional.
Especially for Mickey. Mickey doesn't put himself out there like that.
Maybe he shouldn't have put himself out there.
Man.
Could it be one of these situations where both parties actually want the other party? It's almost like the Yankees and Juan Soto. Like, if you really think about it, the Yankees wanted Juan Soto, but they weren't really upset that Juan Soto left. It's like the Heat want Jimmy, but are we getting the feeling that if he decides, like, next year he doesn't, you know, he wants to be a free agent, they're not going to be so upset. Like, maybe the 6 year, it's been 6 years, five, 6 years already.
Pat's already said that.
Yeah, the run is, you know, because Pat always says it's 5 years. Everybody should do 5 years.
Yeah, it's been, we're on year six.
We're on year six. So maybe it could be an amicable separation.
It's not going to be amicable.
That's the thing. They both want the same thing.
They pull a sign trade, it is amicable.
Yeah. It's like they both want the same thing, but they just don't want to be the leader.
That's just doing business, right? It doesn't mean you're happy with it, right? It's like,
bittersweet.
Let's think of it this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
The letters and the hate that the Cavs owner showed to LeBron when he said, I'm going to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But they still did a sign and trade.
Yeah.
He's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So the letter and all that hate, and he'll never do this, and he's and they burned everything, but he still did a sign and trade. That's business. So just because, okay, it may get testy between them, at the end of the day, the Heat will still do a sign and trade. They ain't going to say no. Jimmy will do a sign and trade. He ain't going to say no.
Tell you who always does right by business.
Yeah, I know.
A&T Dry Cleaners. The best dry cleaning in South Florida. Our guy, Art, over at A&T Dry Cleaners, 40-plus years owned and run, taking care of all of South Florida for these 40 years. Dade Brown in Southern Palm Beach County. Tell him, Leroy,
give him a
what
call.
Art's got going on, man.
Give him a call anytime, 954-610-9383. You know what time it is. It's holiday party time. You pulling those pants out you pulled out last year. You're
sharp.
Pulling out that nice dress. It need to be touched up a little bit. Maybe hemmed up. Need a button here and there.
Crisp.
Call Ara at 954-610-9383. There's a seamstress on site who can do same day alterations, but please give Ara a call first. He'll let you know about the pricing, how long it will take. And guess what? If you mention Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off your order. Just give Ara a call.
Maybe we could send everybody over there. That would save on the extension, yeah? Save a little 75%, you know? Ara could do the unis. The same, baby. A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. Back with more after this.
Feel it in the
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat back in action tonight. You know, in the midst of all this craziness, they have won 3 straight. They're playing their best ball of the season. No Scotty Barnes tonight, though. He's hurt.
It's unfortunate. Because Scotty Barnes, I think, is a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to deal with this guy all of a sudden. Former Knick player, but seems to be a Heat killer.
R.J. Barrett.
R.J. Barrett's been balling.
R.J. Barrett gives the Heat the business. And Pirtle's looked good the last couple of games against the Heat, too. Annoying matchup for Bam Adebayo.
But yeah.
Gets after those offensive rebounds. He is intangibles personified. So they got to watch out for that tonight. That game gets going at 7:30, 6:15 pre-Heat. We'll get you all set for that. We got a quick segment here because we went a little long there talking about the Jimmy Butler thing. I do want to remind you guys our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back, and we got a $250 gift card that you can win to watch football, the Heat, the Panthers, Canes, basketball, and more. Enter now at WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You also got Cats back in action tonight taking on the Canucks. We'll take a break. We'll reset for next hour. Back with more after this.